The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Messiah and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Good news of great joy for all people. I can only imagine what it was like when the shepherds were sharing the message of the angels with Mary and Joseph. The joy on the shepherds' faces, the exuberance in their speech, the confidence of their message. This was a message for all people, not just for those in Bethlehem, not just for the Israelites, but for all people. Mary's child was the Messiah and Lord for all people. And that itself brought glory to God and peace to those on whom his favor rests. Glory, peace, joy. Truly, this was a message of grace. Moreover, all who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. In other words, it wasn't just Mary and Joseph who heard this message. There were other people too. Other people who heard the shepherds speak. Others who were amazed at the angelic message. Others who, like the shepherds, adored the Messiah and Lord. And for Mary and Joseph, this was their child, the child of whom angels sang and of whom shepherds praised. From the heights of heaven to the lowliness of the earth, all of creation sang the praises of this little child. And what was Mary's response? Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Mary sat in the midst of the angelic hymn and the pastoral prophecy, and she reflected on all that happened. For in her immaculate heart, this did not lead to pride, but to humility. This did not lead to grasping, but to gratitude. In her immaculate heart, Mary too sang the words of the angels and thanked the shepherd for their witness. Mary sat in the midst of all that was happening around her and loved the Lord who rested before her. Mary loved with beautiful humility and with profound gratitude. What about us? The example of the Blessed Virgin Mary is an invitation. It's an invitation to us to see God's guidance of history, to recognize his graces when they come, and to praise him for his goodness even when it comes in surprising ways. And most importantly, to acknowledge that He indeed is the Savior. No matter how many gifts and talents He might give us, He is the Savior. No matter how many talents and gifts He has not given us, He wants to save us. Regardless if we have or if we lack, God is the Messiah and Lord, this baby Jesus who desires to save us. And so we should turn to the Lord to reflect on His providence working in our lives, turning to Him with humility before His loving plan and with gratitude for all that He gives us and even all that He might not give us. For through all of that, He is the Messiah and Lord who desires to save us, His beloved people. Lord Jesus, we come to adore You, of whom angels sang and shepherds bowed down. We come to adore You, the Messiah and Lord who have come for all people. We sit here with the presence of Your blessed Mother and ours, so that she might enlighten our minds and inflame our hearts with the truth and love that flowed forth from Bethlehem and now flow forth in this place. Please pour out Your blessings upon us, so that as we meditate on the adoration that the shepherds offered to You and the good news of great joy that they offer to us, we too may give glory to God in all things and may one day come to Your eternal home in the eternal city of David's Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.